It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
If you read the popular press at all, you by now have heard a lot about the gentle art of Swedish death cleaning. The craze was started by a book with the same title, and perpetuated by a TV reality show and a host of articles in periodicals. The theory is that, especially as you get older, you dispose of what you don't need and figure out what to keep and what to give to your heirs. I've been wondering of late if that's the process I'm engaged in. I wasn't inspired by the media. I'm just trying not to live like a hoarder after moving the contents of my former office and New York City apartment into the farmhouse. Whatever the reason, I've been on a silent but persistent campaign of giving things away. Tables, chairs, plants, a bed and kitchenware to my New York subtenant, bookcases to my friend George, a big mirror to my sister, and from the hayloft, 295 pounds of raw caracol sheep wool to the River Valley Art Collective. The wool is being used by the well-known felting artist Brigitta Varadi to create a 36-foot-long wall installation. It will be featured in an exhibit of Varadi's works from April 13th to June 9th in Boyceville, New York. The exhibition is viewable by appointment only, which can be arranged at the collective's website. Each time I give items away, I report to George, the executor of my will, how much easier I've just made life for him. I think that means I'm engaged in death cleaning. I didn't really feel I was getting anywhere, however, until last Monday, when, at long last, the 1878 square grand piano that once belonged to Loretta Byram of Sag Harbor, New York, finally departed this house. For all of you bulletin readers who started each communication with me by saying, "I can't believe you still have that piano," you can move on to a new topic. Death cleaning aficionados would say the piano, the largest item in the house, was where I really needed to begin. From that, much more can follow. The piano movers were a pleasure to deal with. Just two guys, very skilled. So what if in the confusion of the move, a sample of my wool, felted and given to me by Brigitta, somehow accompanied the piano to its new home? Eric and I both rejoiced that now the library can actually be used for sitting in front of the fire on a comfortable couch, reading or listening to a stereo, not staring at an immense out-of-tune object that nobody here could play. My elation lasted all of about 4 days, until Friday morning, to be precise. That's when I answered an unexpected and harshly persistent rap on the front door to face three not very friendly millennials in green uniforms, two pretty muscular-looking guys with kind of suspicious eyes roving everywhere, and a very fresh-faced young blonde woman with her hair pulled tightly back in a bun. "Can I help you?" I asked, rather puzzled. The blonde woman flashed a badge. "Department of Environmental Conservation. Special Investigations Unit, Officer McCarthy," she said. "Mind if I ask you some questions?" Uh-oh, I thought to myself. Is it my compost pile? My burning pile? My attempted possum murder? What have I done? I didn't let on, but simply replied, "Certainly, officers, come on in. I'm a big fan of the environment." "I'll get right to the point," she said. "It's about endangered species." But I didn't realize possums were endangered. "Anyway, I didn't succeed at killing that little chicken-eating monster," I protested. "Not possums," she spat out. "Elephants. Elephant ivory." Customs agents at the Canadian border found elephant ivory in a truck heading to a radical art collective in Montreal for an exhibit. It was in a huge wooden portrait of George Washington with teeth composed of ivory piano keys. An illegal use of ivory. The title was in French, Le Dentier de Georges, George's false teeth. We traced the truck back to a workshop north of Albany, where we found a square grand piano case, Same serial number as the one on your DEC antique piano transfer permit. The ivory keys had been removed and geraniums planted inside the case. I mounted an impassioned defense. I had nothing to do with this. I spent months waiting for that permit and went to great lengths to save that piano. I tried to give it to museums, to historic preservationists, to piano tuners and teachers. When all else failed, I advertised it as free stuff on Craigslist. I was thrilled when a very nice couple up near Albany said they had fallen in love with it, would tune it, and give it a caring home. You had no idea it would be mined for its ivory? None, I assured her. And what about this other artwork? Maybe you can enlighten us. She pulled out a picture which led me to realize that not only Brigitte's felting sample, but also my Turkish copper fish serving platter had been taken off with the piano. The felt had been affixed to the platter as a long tail. The artwork was labeled, again in French, Le Poisson d'Avril. It simply means the fish of April, I explained. Yes, it's my fish platter. It's my felted wool. But I swear to God, it's not my work. Somebody is trying to frame me. Officer McCarthy turned, mumbled briefly with her two assistants, and turned back. Look, Scherzer, we don't have enough to charge you right now, but we suspect you facilitated a flagrant violation of the Endangered Species Act for subversive artistic purposes. We've got our eyes on you. We know all about the possum, and if you try to make the DEC permit process into an April Fool's Day joke, we will get you.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.